Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open to texts, 844-967-2789. The phone lines themselves are still down. They're being repaired. But send your text to 844-967-2789. Luke will read it on the air. I'll acknowledge you and respond. A lot more to talk about. I'll tell you, we were just talking about the Republican scuttling of any improvement in our unemployment comp process. They threw out $15 million that Evers wanted for workforce development to improve the administration of unemployment comp claims. Voss tampered with that by having his Joint Finance Committee shoot it down. They took out $80 million to modernize the computer system, which every expert says we have to do, or we're going to have more delays in claims. And they're just hoping that delays in claims will make people angry at the Democrats in the administration. And by sabotaging the computers, they can somehow help themselves. This is the Republicans. And I also said that they put in a drug testing requirement. They want you to have to take a drug test if you get Medicaid benefits or unemployment comp benefits. Who the hell are they? Who are they? Percentage-wise, there are probably more people among Republican leadership nationwide who use drugs than people on welfare. And you saw something? Medical care isn't welfare, neither is unemployment comp. We all paid for it. We paid for it. The premiums for unemployment comp are paid for. And they want a drug test. They basically want a drug test people that don't have a lot of money and that think don't vote, so it's not going to hurt them, or if they do vote, might not vote for them. But the thing that's really dangerous, I know Voss is, Evers is on it. This is a Voss trick. I know Evers is on it and so forth. They put in a provision to lower unemployment compensation benefits themselves, not just the $300 of extra federal money that they want to turn down, but they want to lower unemployment comp benefits at all, depending on fluctuations in the unemployment rate in the state. So some guy, some woman is out of work, has a couple of kids and a spouse. They have no money and they're on unemployment comp. They got laid off. They're looking for work. And they're going to have fewer benefits because the unemployment comp rate changed statewide. It has nothing to do with them. They still have to buy groceries. They still have to pay their rent. They still have to buy, you know, a knapsack for their kid to go off to third grade, you know? So what does it have to do with them what the statewide rate is? Why should their money be chopped? That is wrong. That is dead wrong. They stuck it in. Obviously, Evers will veto it. But they try to send a signal to their base. What kind of signal is this? What kind of base do they have? Some of their base are on unemployment comp. Republicans can't be trusted around money. They simply can't. Give Foxconn $4.5 billion, foreign Chinese company. Insulate it from competitive pressures. They think that's private enterprise. Turned out $1 billion train, $1 billion Medicaid, $300 a week, extra unemployment comp they want to turn back and tamper with and sabotage the unemployment comp system to make Democrats look bad. These people are bad news. I don't care if they're gerrymandered or not. We got to vote them out. Got to vote them out. This is a very strange story from Idaho. Now, I've been to Idaho. I've been to Boise, Idaho. I took depositions in Boise, Idaho. Like the state, beautiful state. Politics were a little unusual. Very right-wing folks out there. You may remember in 2014, the Bundys, Amon and Cleve Bundy. Cleve Bundy was a guy, and Amon Bundy is his son. And they like to graze their cattle on federal land. Well, that's lawful if you pay a grazing fee. It's not a big fee at all. But they don't want people appropriating federal land, so you pay a grazing fee. They felt that the grazing fee was a communist thing. They felt that they had the right. They were the communists. They felt that all land was in common and they could do whatever they want. So there was a standoff. There was a standoff. And then after that, they went over to Oregon. And they took over a national wildlife refuge. There was a standoff in Oregon. And one of their supporters was killed, shot by federal marshals when he pulled a gun on him. They were prosecuted. Cleve Bundy was prosecuted. Something like 11 of his supporters pled guilty. He went to a jury trial, and he had enough libertarians on there, they acquitted him. He goes back to Idaho. And they demonstrate at politicians' homes they don't like. They beat on the door. There's one who's a fifth grade boy at home all by himself. What's fifth grade? Is that 10 years old, 11 year old, something like that, all by himself, scared, and they're shouting about him and treason, and we're going to get you. And he got scared and he called his parents. And this is the kind of thing that happens. Amon Bundy, the son, and Cleve Bundy, they invaded the Capitol before January 6th with the invasion of the federal Capitol. They stormed Idaho's Capitol last summer. This is the kind of stuff they do. This is the kind of stuff they do. Well, you won't believe this. You won't believe this. Amon Bundy is running for governor of Idaho. Amon Bundy is running for governor of Idaho as a Republican. Only one problem for Amon Bundy. There's a restraining order. He's not permitted to go to the Capitol. He can't go into the building, but he wants to be the governor. And then I suppose he'll, what will he do? Conduct the government out of a restaurant a block away. You know, when you have a guy, Cleve Bundy and Amon Bundy, two guys, father and son, who resort to that kind of conduct, violent conduct, that resulted in the shooting by law enforcement of one of their supporters when they drew a gun on him, and one of their organizers for their group said, he told a reporter, I have the police department's number in my pocket because even I'm afraid of what some of our supporters will do. They're all armed. I'm afraid that somebody's going to kill somebody. So I've got to have the police number. And they're fighting the police. They say they don't like the police, but they have the police number in the pocket of their organizer just in case that the nut jobs Amon and Cleve Bundy lather everybody up so bad that somebody kills somebody. This is Idaho. This is not Asia. This is not Africa. This is not the Middle East. This is Idaho. And Amon Bundy, the son, is running for governor of Idaho. Now, he's filed his papers. He still has to campaign. If they go around continuing to be, you know, picket individual legislators' homes and scare their kids, somebody is going to get shot. Because if somebody comes up to your house and scares your kids, you don't know who they are. I would call the police, but there's some people out there aren't going to call the police. They're going to take matters in their own hands. These people have got to follow the law. They can be right-wing all they want. But in America, you don't resort to violence in politics. That is so basic, and it so distinguishes us, and it so distinguishes Western Europe and Western civilization, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and us, from a lot of the rest of the world. And we can't have that unwritten social compact that sustains us and say, okay, if you don't like somebody in the other party, you know, bring a gun. You can't have that. You cannot absolutely have that. Can't have that. And another legislator, what they did is, his name is Greg Cheney. He's a lawmaker and he did something they didn't like. He's not, as far as I know, related to Liz Cheney. Greg Cheney. They left on his porch, they beat on the door, shouted treason, and when he opened the door, on the porch was a torch, a pitchfork, and a stuffed animal with a noose around its neck and a shirt that said Cheney. Now, you know something? I would arrest those people for threatening a legislator. This business, they think it's sly and cute to have an effigy of their target with a noose around his neck. That is a threat of assassination. That's a threat of hanging them. Mike Pence, remember, hang Mike Pence, and then they had a gallows on the Capitol grounds. They had a gallows. Up until now, people have been very reluctant to prosecute physical violent threats, threats of violence, threats of assassination against our elected officials. That's got to stop. More of these people have to be prosecuted and have to get some prison time. Let people know there's a consequence. You cannot go up on a legislator's porch because you don't like him, put an effigy with his name on a shirt around a stuffed animal with a noose around his neck, and then claim that's First Amendment, just a stuffed animal. I was going to hang a stuffed animal, not him. Yet had a shirt on, had to have some kind of shirt on. What? A stuffed animal doesn't have to have a shirt on? I think it should have a shirt on. This is the kind of stuff they talk about. The local prosecutors are overburdened. Pick some of them out, prosecute the people that did it, put them in jail. But stand by, Governor of Idaho, Amon Bundy. Amon Bundy. God almighty. We have a text. Luke, we have a text. Who is it?
Yeah, we got Wisco Paul texting in this morning, bringing things back to Wisconsin for a second. Wisco Paul wants to know, since the Wisconsin is more of a purple state, do you believe that voters are going to be sick of Voss and Republicans and their tactics, and therefore Tony Evers will be reelected as governor?
Very good point. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling in as always. Here's the deal. Yes, I think Evers will be reelected. And yes, I think he will increase his margin from last time, because he did win, but it was you know, relatively close. So was Josh Call's race. I think they'll win by more this time. But, you know, when you say people like Voss and all that and the tactics, that will have some effect. But here's the sad thing. It will still be very hard, as long as there's gerrymandering, to beat Voss himself, because he's in a gerrymandered district that includes Mount Pleasant, the Foxconn site, which he supported. And you have counties like Ozaukee County, Waukesha County, Walworth County. You have counties around the state, other than the so-called Democratic counties. And the way we're going to win statewide is if the Republican margins in those counties diminish. You are not going to necessarily flip them. The only time in memory I recall a really big flip was in 1932, where it was such a Republican state, there was barely a Democratic Party. This is before the Green Bay Convention of 1949, when progressive Republicans merged with Democrats. Progressive Republicans led by, believe it or not, a Republican, Gaylord Nelson, progressive Republican. He became a Democrat in 1949. The Democrats led by Bill Proxmire and Pat Lucey. They formed a great party. But in 1932, it was so Republican, nobody had run. And finally, the White House called up a guy named F. Ryan Duffy. When I say the White House, Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 32, but the party and him, because the people knew he had a real good shot, a guy named F. Ryan Duffy, just a lawyer in Milwaukee, and said, run for the Senate. He said, come on. Guy named F. Ryan Duffy from Milwaukee running statewide in a Republican state. He did, and he won. He won because of the Depression. That's why he won. So it can happen, but it's not going to happen this time, maybe, because of gerrymandering and Citizens United. But to answer Wisco Paul, yeah, I think Evers and Call and the rest of them will get reelected, because a lot of Republicans and moderates are not going to put up with this. Just enough to elect us statewide. Going to a break. The lines are open to text only right now, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.